Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio Hour on 1050 KTBL, your small business talk show. This is sponsored by Go Local Boom LLC, Albuquerque's only online business directory where locally owned businesses and local customers can find each other. Visit us at golocalboom.com. I'm your host, Vincent Trujillo, and I have my partner today, Luis Hernandez.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Enjoying the morning, excited about our show, and looking forward to talking to some great entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders on our Go Local Boom Radio Hour.
That's right.
We have Luis filling in for Sean Boccocini, our usual lead here, but he's away on personal business, and we're delighted to have Luis Hernandez. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Luis.
Well, first of all, thank you, Vince. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me to co-host with you. So for those of you guys who don't know, my name is Luis Hernandez. I am the executive director of the ABQS Chamber of Commerce, as well as a small business owner, entrepreneur, the crazy guy that likes to get involved in just about everything going on here in the city. And if you do not know me, I encourage you to find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all those places there, and let's get connected, and let's go to work on building a relationship so that I can go to work on helping you build your business.
Luis is a valuable asset here in Albuquerque to our local businesses, organizations, and we're happy to have him on here today. So our first guest, we're going to jump right into it, is Jessica Olivas. She's with The Barber's Shop, located here in Nob Hill, New Mexico, one of our small business centers. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, great. We're excited to have you on this Saturday morning and hear a little bit about what you do. We love having micro businesses. We like having our local service providers like barber shops on. We'd love to hear about it. You come highly recommended from several people I know. Tell us a little bit about The Barber's Shop there in Nob Hill, how long it's been there, where it's located, and how it got started.
Well, we are The Barber's Shop. We're located in Nob Hill, two blocks east of Carlisle on Central, just past the People's Flower Shop. We've been open for almost 8 years now. We recently just moved into a bigger building, so we're expanding and growing, and we're doing really good. We specialize, obviously, in men's cuts. We also do the hot towel face shaves, and then I also do women's hair, so I do women's cuts and colors and stuff like that. So we have a...
I don't think you can undervalue the shave. Have you done that, Luis?
I got to tell you, you know, that is the one of the best experiences that you can have in life as a man is a hot towel shave. And there's an art to it. There's not a lot of folks that can do it or pull it off or do it well for that matter. But you guys have that down at the barbershop, right?
Yeah, I love doing them. We get so many people that come in and say that they've been looking for a barbershop that still does the straight razor shaves, and they say that they can't find them. So they love coming in and getting it done. I have some clients that come in once a week and I just for a shave because they don't like shaving themselves. So they're like, I just come in and you do it.
You know, I don't know how there's a few that do them here. And I'm going to plug a Rio Rancho barbershop, Sam's and Sam and Sons.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know them. And they were the first ones that introduced me to the hot towel and shave. And it's wonderful. I thought... You're not going to want to do that, or it's not going to be as awesome as it was. It was fantastic experience. So you do that there. You do it well. You do them yourself.
Yeah, I love doing them. I wish more people would come in for them because they're so awesome. It's like I tell guys, it's like, now you know why women spend so much time in spas and salons. They said, this is like your time.
How about instead of No Shave November, why don't we create an event for you guys for a hot towel shave November, and let's see if we can get some folks out there to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, we'll leave after November, so maybe early December.
Well, we could do that, yeah. Too. Yeah, get everybody ready for the holidays, right?
Yeah, we don't want to compete against No Shave. People love doing that. Guys' only time to actually grow out their beards. But as it comes for shaving them afterwards, or even a spring shave, you can do a spring shave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a good event to have everyone come in right after No Shave November, shave off all their facial hair.
I love it.
That'd
so a spring one, maybe. Clean up for the spring, hot towel and a shave.
Well, we can set up an event, once a week. There's all kinds of different things that we can do, you know, around a shave, right? See, now Vince is shaking his head over there, and only because he has a full mustache and beard, yeah. Right? Me, on the other hand, I shave every day, and let me tell you, it is not any fun. So I'm going to come visit you guys. I'm going to come for my hot towel shave.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get that scheduled here as soon as we're done here. But you guys are kind of rock stars in the barber community. You guys have created a name for yourselves and have gotten a national spotlight on what you guys do. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are featured in Men's Health Magazine. Also, there was an article about us in Esquire. We usually make the top 5 barbershops in Albuquerque, the magazine. So we try and get really involved. We do the cuts for kids. We've done the same Baldrick's. We're the official barbershop for the Albuquerque Isotopes this season. We just started an event called Sophisticated Sundays, where for $20 you get a shave, a cocktail, and a cigar over at Imbibe for $20. So, and then part of the proceeds go to charity, to All Faith's Receiving Home, and then the kids or Kids Cancer Fund. So we're just trying to get out there and make a name for ourselves and help the community. And
yeah,
we love those tie-ins. Anytime businesses and most of our guests, I mean, we, even without us knowing it beforehand, most of our guests have great tie-ins to the community. That's one of the wonderful things about when you support local businesses, you're actually supporting a multiplier effect around how they are engaged with other organizations, other local businesses, how they help and help each other out. And that's another great example. How did you get highlighted in GQ magazine? Tell us about that.
Honestly, I'm not even sure. When Men's Health contacted Gabe, I wasn't working at the shop yet, but I think they just reached out to him. Honestly, I don't think he had like reached out to anyone and say, "Hey, can you put me in the magazine" or anything like that. So they just heard about him, and same for Esquire. He didn't even know. One of his buddies sent him, I think it was like a screenshot of the article, and he was like, "Oh,
wow.
We're in Esquire. That's cool." So,
so you got in that whole family of magazines there just by getting spotlighted the one time.
Yeah.
You know what I think that is, and you talked about it, that multiplier, right, in the community, and I think that happens in the same way for businesses, right? When they're doing great things and they're standing out and they're doing good quality work, it doesn't go unnoticed, and I think that's exactly what happened here. Somebody took notice of the quality work that they were doing out there, and their reach right into the community and getting involved here on the local level. You know, I wouldn't imagine that they said, "Hey, we've got to feature these guys." And you know, just that, your work speaks for itself, right? You know, for a local business to have you know, that kind of success in having national periodicals, you know, write stories about you guys. Gosh, I mean, hats off to you.
Thank you.
So if we look it up online, we could probably look up and find some of these articles, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just by searching for the barbershop in Albuquerque, with Esquire magazine, GQ, Men's Health.
Yeah.
All three publications. That's amazing.
Yeah, if you just Google Albuquerque barbershops, I think the Men's Health article is one of the first things to pop up. And that's what helps us a lot, is people who come from out of town. We get a lot of military because the base is right there. They just Google barbershops and we pop up, and they read our reviews and the Yelp comes up. So,
you know, I did want to mention something about this. So we were speaking a little bit before the show started, and I said, I love barbershops, but I have a little bit longer hair on top. And when I've gone into a lot of barbershops, not always here locally, but everywhere else, they always want to give me the same high and tight, you know, the white walls, the fade up, whatever the word is for it. But you were saying, well, you guys do that also, which is, you know, a lot of people like the clean look, like Luis here. But you can also do a little bit of style too. So
yeah,
you can style hair. You're not always going to chop it all off or fade it up. You can get a lot of different things done. Tell us about how you all focus on different things. You mentioned some women's services too, and some other things for men.
Well, social media has totally changed the game of barbering, because guys are actually wanting a style now. They don't want just the super high and tight fade anymore. They want a style and to be able to comb their hair and to look cool. So that's really changed everything. So we do focus on a lot of like the traditional cuts, like the pompadours, side parts, stuff like that, actual styles.
The pompadour came back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a big one. And the side part. So we do focus on that and styling. Styling is a big part of what we do. You know, the blow dryer isn't just to dry your hair. It's to actually style it and hold it so you don't have to put a bunch of gel and just slap it straight down to your head. So actually style it and taking the time to teach our clients how to style the haircut that we give them.
Luis is laughing because because his is the high end type.
The high end type, my hair plastered down. So I'm going to have to come visit Jessica at the barbershop in Knob Hill. She's going to get me hooked up with a hairstyle.
Tell us one more time, Jessica, where they can find you and people can go and get these great range of services.
Yeah, we are the barbershop on Central, two blocks east of Carlisle in the Knob Hill Court. You can contact us at 505-507-1267. And we also have online booking now. It's tbs.reserva.com. You could go there. You can pick a provider and whatever service you want and what time works for you. So it's really convenient.
Thanks so much, Jessica. It was great hearing about this. Congratulations on the exposure. Keep up the good work in the community. We were with Jessica Olivas with the barbershop here in Albuquerque in Knob Hill. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. This is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Happy Saturday again. This is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour on 1050 KTBL. You're listening with here with Vince Trujillo and Luis Hernandez.
We like to say, hey, Lulu.
that's Luis's tagline, hey, Lulu.
Yeah, that's just for a little Saturday morning fun. That's all.
Yeah, that's the way to loosen up a little bit on Saturdays. We loved our last guest. We love having our local business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Today, we have Sofia Guido as our next guest. She's with Jam Pro Cleaning Systems. How are you doing, Sofia?
I am doing excellent. Good morning.
I got to take that back just a little bit there, right? So not that your introduction was by any means wrong, Vince, but I got to tell you, you know, the office goddess, El Gran Jefa.
Si.
The mero, the one that runs it all. Everybody needs a Guido in their life.
That's right.
So, allow me to introduce to you Miss Sofia Guido.
Ooh, don't know if I can live up to the hype, but we'll try.
But you're with Jan Pro Cleaning Systems.
Yes, I am.
After that amazing intro. I'm just going to have him lead in. I'm going to have him cut in for all of our guests and show that. Tell us a little bit about Jam Pro.
Well, Jam Pro Cleaning Systems has been around in Albuquerque for several years under previous ownership. And what we do is we put people in business. If you've ever wondered about owning your own company and owning your own commercial cleaning systems and working for yourself but haven't been able to be able to do that, come and see me. Because people can do that for a really low cost. You're thinking tens of thousands of dollars? Oh, nay. What we do is about $2,000 all in, can get your own business. And plus you get to not one, but two Guidos to help you.
So you run a couple of different business models here. So one of them is you're looking for commercial contracts for your cleaning services. Jam Pro is primarily a commercial cleaning service provider.
So, yes, we look for two different things. We look for people who want to own their own business, but because we're their support system, what we do is we go out and find the customers for them so they don't have to market themselves. Their job is to take care of them. So I need people who are tired of cleaning their toilets and don't want to do that anymore and hate it, and we love it. So we love to take care of you.
And so it sounds to me like when we were talking earlier, too, you're kind of pivoting a little bit from doing that the commercial services yourself, you're actually trying to get franchisees? Is that how it would be?
Yes, that is the term. Yes, that's their job. We have seven of us in the office, and our job is to make sure my franchisees are successful, whatever that means to them. I've got some who are bringing home maybe $500 a month. That's all they want. They're successful. I have some that are making more than my husband and me put together. And I am very happy about that.
That's a good thing, right? And you base this off of what their personal goals are as business owners, right?
Yes.
So it's not cookie cutter. It's not, okay, you come into our system here, you become a franchisee, we're going to get you set up, and we expect you to make a million or bajillion dollars, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
That's awesome. So how did you guys get involved in this? Now, I love that story, and I want you to share it with everybody.
Well, actually, the previous owners were looking for a part-time person. And I happened to be looking for a part-time job. So they knew my husband from Rotary, the Sunrise Rotary. Hello, Rio Rancho Sunrise Rotary. And so told him, and we kind of connected. My job was just basically to go check on customers, just a few hours a day, till they figured out I could do a lot more than that. So I ended up starting to train franchisees. And then I started training employees. And then I started getting franchisees. And then I started running the office. Shortly after that, my husband wanted to retire from his job. And so they came to us and said, we don't have anybody we want to sell to. Are you guys interested in buying? We went, why, yes. Yes, we are. So a year ago, we bought the company, tore it down, and started rebuilding it in the way in our own image.
There you go. There you go. And that, I got to tell you, that was probably one of the biggest celebrations that I've attended in the past years when the Guidos, let me tell you, the Guidos know how to throw a party. And, I mean, ice cream, I mean, the works, right?
Hey, you still come to my office. There's still snacks. All the kids that are my franchisees' kids, they come in. They know where the snacks are. They go in. The franchisees grab a cup of coffee. They sit down at our desk. They sit and talk to us. So it's not just a business. It's a second family for them.
And right. What I love about that story is, too, is how you're helping other entrepreneurs get into the market. So they can purchase a franchise from you. You'll help them set up the business. Mm-hmm. The cost is very low. Mm-hmm. And then you'll actually help with financing and other things that they may need to get off the ground. So you're basically an all-in-one franchise maker.
Yes, and that's what we are. And plus, what we did is about a year ago, we decided that we would go into our Spanish-speaking market and have people who may not be able to get, you know, think that they can own a business. So we hired an in-house translator, bilingual translator, and we went out into the Spanish-speaking market. And within a year, we grew our franchisees 50%.
Wow. Wow. You know, and I got to tell you, Vince, if you've never been out there, you got to just pop in and visit, right? The culture there is amazing, right? Amazing. Very warm, very welcoming, but most importantly, very supportive, right?
Yes.
And so to date, how many franchisees do you have throughout New Mexico?
From Santa Fe to Los Lunas, I have 75 franchisees.
Wow. That's
impressive. I know them all by name. I know their kids. I know their families. I know their abilities. I know what they want to do. I know how much they want to make. And not in a stalker sense, but
I'm being stalked by a Guido.
Hey, it could be worse. But it's important that we're getting to know who they are. And my job to go out and find them customers that will match them. That's important to me. You know, like if Vince, if you were cleaning by yourself, I wouldn't go look for the Century 21 Theater for you to clean. That's not going to work for you. But if you had 10 family members that you knew were going to help you, then yes, I would go that route. But I have to know that in order to match.
So you match them with their the customers that are best suited for
yes.
their model.
Yes.
That makes sense to me. I mean, I would love to have that type of support system. You know, as an entrepreneur, you know, having gone into business for myself several times and failed several times and still not knowing the way, you know, this is probably one of the very best ways to get into a business at, you know, gosh, at a very, very low cost mm-hmm. and have a complete structure, you know, a complete support system. Because nowadays without that, you know, it's, you know, you're out there, you're trying to get it done all on your own. You have to wear 17 different hats, and you know, your passion is the business that you chose to decide to open, but your passion may not be bookkeeping. Your passion may not be marketing your business. Your passion may not be any of those things. And what you do, Sophia, is all of that. And that's, I mean, it's refreshing, because there's not a lot of folks here that are willing to give of themselves in that way to see other people succeed here. And you do that. And you do that with a big smile on your face.
I love what I do.
And ice cream in hand for anybody that walks through the door.
Yes, Rice Krispie treats. We even have peanut M&Ms now, so you'll have to stop by.
There we go.
But, you know, and things that we don't do, like we don't do their taxes and we don't do their payroll for them because they are independent business owners. What we have done is we've done a lot of research to find people who we would want them to go to, whether they're bilingual, you know, so that anybody can visit with them. And so people that we trust.
So wait a minute. You mean to tell me that not only do you provide them with the proven system, you provide them with support, but you also go out and you network for them?
Yes.
You do that too?
I do that too. And what a segue.
Yeah, talking about networking, you guys have had an opportunity to really get out and showcase, you know, what it is that you guys do at a number of amazing events throughout the year. You know, if you haven't seen them at one of these events, they got one of the most beautiful displays. I got to tell you, it is super fancy, and it's just you walk in the room and you spot them out immediately because they just have this just huge, beautifully laid out display, and it just draws you right to them.
They're my favorite colors.
What colors are they?
Teal, turquoise, seafoam green. You know, ocean colors.
That sounds hippie-ish to me.
A little bit about your background, is that it?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. But, yeah, you know, we were recently at an event, and you shared a few things with me in that, you know, talking about your networking out in the community. You're involved in a lot of different community organizations, and I might be just a little bit biased here.
What? No.
But you are also a member of the ABQS Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, for those folks who are not aware of what these organizations do and how they help, can you just kind of give us a little bit of what being involved in the chambers has done for your business and for you personally?
Okay. So I love the ABQ West Chamber. Not because Luis is sitting here, but if he weren't sitting here, I'd still say that. What they do for me is they have so many different things going on that I don't have to, if I miss one, that's not all there is. You know, I can go to something one week and then the next time I'll go to something a different week. And there's certain things I can't go because I have, but they have so many things going on and so many events like the Cinco de Mayo that we went to. They had the first annual, which means there has to be a second one.
There will be.
Cinco de Mayo Expo. And it, where was it?
Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites.
Hilton. Embassy Suites by Hilton.
I've been to so many things, I forget where it was.
Some of these are so hard to remember the exact location.
But it was it was really good. And to be perfectly honest with you, because it was the first one, I had no expectations. Had no idea who would be there. I thought if we had 20, 30 people, it'd be great. We had like over 200 people there. I was totally amazed and totally blown away. It was so organized. And we got so many people who said, yeah, I'm looking for cleaning service. And I'm like, really? That's awesome.
So many other businesses.
Yeah, that I had never seen before. That was the other part. These are people I hadn't seen before. And so that's the things. And I even recommended something to Luis about doing classes. And so we're going to host those.
Absolutely. We are going to turn up a social media class. And we're going to be working with the Guidos hand in hand. They will be hosting those events at their location where they train all of their
franchisees,
yeah. And so we're going to get started with Facebook 101 for Business, and we'll continue on with other social media platforms. But I want to thank you guys for opening up your doors and allowing us to come in and inviting the community to come out and learn very powerful tools that that can help them market, brand, and promote their business.
Well, we started that because I needed to know how to use social media for my business. You know, it all just kind of got sat in my lap. So I wanted to make sure that I can promote our business and our franchisees and get a hold of the customers just for them. So
how can they reach out to you, Sophia, to learn about these events coming up?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Our website is janpronm.com, and you can call me at 896-4440 if you want a quote. And because that doesn't cost you anything. If you just want to know what we can do for you, if you just want floor care, we do stripping and waxing, we do carpet cleaning, we do windows. Anything that you need and you even think we could help you with, by all means call. because we're nice people.
And a great name, Office Goddess CEO Sophia Guido. Reach out to her, learn a little bit about how she supports other entrepreneurs and businesses. Great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Vince. Appreciate it.
And you're listening to 1050 KTBL. This is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour. We'll be back after this. All right, we're back once again. You're listening to the Go Local Boom Radio Hour on 1050 KTBL. This is your small business talk show, Albuquerque. We're back with Luis Hernandez, my fill-in for today, my partner, amigo for today.
Partner in crime, amigo, tu hermano, whatever. You know, we've known each other now for about, a good 4 or 5 years now, Vince?
Several years, yeah.
And I won't tell anybody exactly where we met. But no,
I'm trying to think. You know, is that appropriate or not appropriate? Either way, I'm glad we did.
Exactly. You know, Go Local Boom has done a number of amazing things. For local businesses here in the community, and I think that's what brought us together.
Exactly.
We've been amigos since then, and it's been a pretty fun ride, and I don't think it's going to end anytime soon.
No, actually, I think it's just picking back up. We're glad to have a Go Local Boom Radio Hour back on. We get to highlight all these great people, the business owners, entrepreneurs, community leaders like yourself, Luis. You know, we have Jason Ellis with us right now. He'll be our next guest. How's it going, Jason?
And you know, it's another beautiful day. It's always nice when you wake up and you get to visit some nice people like you guys.
Yes.
You know, I did have Sophia
Vince
earlier too, so.
how much did you pay Jason to say that? Because he didn't say it with a smile on his face. He was giving me one of those, raised eyebrow looks as he was saying
the check hasn't cleared yet. We're like still waiting on that point.
good luck waiting on that one.
Yeah, I am married. I got patience. I'm working on it.
There you go. Oh, so just like Vince said, Mr. Jason Ellis, Liberty Mutual. Jason,
yes,
Mr.
Sir.
Connected to the community.
it's every time we go somewhere, my wife tells me, you know what, just put your blinders on and just walk. Because everywhere I go, it seems I always run into somebody I know. There's always a conversation. That 1 hour, grocery shopping turns into 3 hour and social networking event every time.
Well, that's because this is a guy who gets it. He really takes the concept of getting out and networking and being connected to a much different level. And, I in my role at the chamber, I get to see a lot of folks, and how they go about conducting or doing business, and Jason is a standout because he makes an effort to really build good solid relationships and really position himself not only as a professional in what he does, right, but even more so as somebody who really gives back and cares about the community. And so he is really that guy. And so first, tell us about Liberty Mutual, right? Okay, so it...
Well, first, I'm going to take the check that I got from Vince to give to you for that nice thing. That's some very nice things.
It's only because I know you, that's why.
Liberty Mutual, I got into the insurance world for a personal reason. There was an accident that happened a few years back with my mom. She was driving to work 4:30 in the morning to open up her restaurants, which I did for 17 years as a restaurant manager locally here for a lot of the local companies. And a guy had run a stop sign and T-boned her, knocked her over 3 lanes. She ended up having a liver cut in half, 26 broken bones, wow, over 40 days in the hospital. A lot of bad things happened, really brought into focus what was important in life. Unfortunately, her agent the month before this happened told her that, don't leave. I've got a great deal for you. What he ended up doing was taking her uninsured motorist off her policy, had her sign paperwork kind of in a shady fashion, and there was nothing we could do about it. So at that point, I started looking for an insurance company that had the same moral values that I did, the same, that wanted to do things for the right reasons, mm-hmm, wanted to be responsible what they did. They didn't want to just sell to make a dollar. They wanted to sell to protect people. They wanted to make sure that they were doing it for the right reasons, not only for their clients, but for their employees and for their community. And it took me a while to find the right one. And I finally did with Liberty Mutual, and it's been a blessing, let me tell you.
And, that's such an important story. I was telling you earlier, too, I worked back in the finance arena several years ago. I was in mortgage for a bit. And one of the great things about what you do that helps people out is the number one factor that we saw for getting people disqualified for mortgage, and I think it pretty much, like I was saying, disqualified them for life pretty much, was getting some of these large health bills or any kind of large judgments that came from, it might have been an accident,
absolutely
being uninsured for any number of reasons, and it becomes this huge black market. It's a national statistic that that's one of the things that's plaguing our country right now, especially for middle income and lower income people, is that you get saddled with something that's even as little as $30,000 or so, and you're saddled with that for life. Never able to get a mortgage, never had good credit again, and it affects you forever.
Yeah, and it's a lot of those things are simple fixes. A lot of, they just got to be, think about it and have somebody that they can trust to help them with that. And that's one of the things we've discussed many times over is, come talk to an agent that you trust. Come talk to me. If you're a client or not, if you have a question, I'm there for you. I'm there for the right reasons. I'm there to protect you. Having the right coverage, having the right policies, And it's simple. It's everybody thinks insurance, that's the guy that nobody wants to talk to, but everybody has to, and they're right. But it's a very easy 10-15 minute fix.
Yeah.
It's not 5, 6, 7 days of paperwork. It's a 15 minute, let's sit down and look at it, I could help you.
And I love the background that you gave us to it. You know, I'm sorry that you had gone through that, but then a lot of people do have that stigma when it comes to insurances.
Absolutely.
So you go in, you're thinking, this guy's just going to wheel and deal me. You're coming at from the angle that I really want to help educate people. I want to give them some options. And it's so important because, you know, this is a small business talk show, but small business are people. You know, they are people. They're community leaders are people. All of these are people that we need out in the community, being able to do what they do day in and day out, and not have the financial burden that could come from not being protected or not having the right things set up plague them.
Oh yeah, and it happens more often than people think. And that's what's, it's unfortunate, because it is, you know, a simple thing to fix. It's very easy, it's very, you know, non-expensive. It really is not as bad as most people think. You can get a $1 million umbrella policy for as little as $20 a month.
Why do I want insurance on my umbrella?
Well, in New Mexico, it's probably a bad idea, but so an umbrella is a personal liability policy. Leave it to Luis to find that one thing. Yeah,
you know, I'm glad, because you know, that's a funny way of actually asking for clarity on it.
Right, right. So it's considered an umbrella policy because it's that overlying protection. It covers everything. I've got clients that have houses, you know, not just in New Mexico, but they'll have rental houses in other states. That umbrella policy covers them worldwide. They go on vacation, they go in other rental properties, other states, other things that they have, other business ventures. That helps protect them wherever they go. Thank you, Luis.
There you go. There you go. And how about products for folks like me, entrepreneurs, small business owners, you know, guys that are out there doing their own thing. We want to protect our families, but we also want to protect our businesses as well. Now, is that something that you guys do?
So what I do is I'm the personal liability guy. I'm the guy that helps protect you on a personal level. So everything that you're working hard for every day, that you go out and you're building these businesses, you make that money, you buy a house, you buy a car, you want to protect your family. That's what I do. So I do you on, I protect you on that personal level. So, you know, life insurance is something that people look at and they're like, oh, no, I don't want to think about it. But the younger you are, whenever you're, you know, especially if you're in business for yourself, if you've got that policy and something happens, you're protecting your family. You know, it's an investment. It's not, oh, it's a death benefit. I'm looking just whenever I pass away, somebody to pay for my funeral. You buy a $100,000 policy today. Something happens to you in a month. That's an investment that you just made for your family. You're covering your bills. You're giving them time off. You're allowing them to celebrate your life, you know, without having to worry about paying the bills this month or next month or the month after. And you're setting them up for success. And you're building a legacy with your kids. And you can continue that legacy generation to generation. And you can actually help build wealth in your family through a life insurance policy.
You know, on a personal note, that's one of the things that when I grew up, you know, in a little bit more of a rural area down south, Deming, New Mexico.
I'm from Artesia. I hear you.
There you go. And we were lower income. We struggled. And one of the things that my father, as a personal note, when he passed when I was young, one of the things that he made sure he paid all the time was life insurance.
Absolutely.
And that actually gave us another lease on life, not having to worry about him as one of the main breadwinners in our family, not having to worry about what we're going to do next. We actually had, you know, it was a small, I think, $100,000 or so policy, completely allowed us to be able to do other things. And for a lot of our local business owners and operators, it's you know, it's if you're an owner operator, no one else is going to manage your business once you're gone.
No, and that's the thing. Life insurance, I mean, could be set up to cover those things, to make sure that, you know, you have the money to continue to run the business if the family chooses to do so, or to give you that leeway to sell the business, to give you that money and that opportunity to, and the main thing I say is celebrate your life. You know, to sit there and give you time to go through what you need to on a personal level, and celebrate what you gave to them. It's not that dollar. It's the it's all those memories. And to have that life insurance policy means you can take that month off of work to do what you need to do.
And not just with life insurance, you also have, you know, accidents, anything that can happen.
Oh yeah,
you also do renter's insurance and other.
Yeah, home, auto, renters, annuities for savings, and then the life insurance. But and anything you need on a personal level, I make sure that's taken care of, so you can worry about what's important to you.
I was going to say, you know, just a little interjection here. I know that for you folks that are out there listening right now, we all of a sudden got real serious on you. So, you know, I want to let you know that while we got serious, this is a serious topic and something that you all should be considering for your lives, for your livelihood, not only for yourself, for your family and your business, you know, for other folks that are out there, Jason, let's talk about how you're able to really make an impact on their bottom line and help those folks that are entrepreneurs that are living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and the types of savings that Liberty Mutual can provide for them and while getting a max coverage.
And, you know, and absolutely, that's one of the greatest things is, you know, when you get that story, you're talking to somebody, you know, and they tell you, I'm okay with the bills I have. I'm living paycheck to paycheck, but I'm okay with those bills. And you know, they don't want to talk to the insurance guy, you know, and why not? I'm not the best looking guy, but come on now.
I think that could be it,
Jason. I'm absolutely, but I wear the purple well. and it is. I always tell people, always talk to your agent. Come talk to me. Let's look it over, see what we can do. And in the last 4 months of this year, up through the end of April, I keep a track, and I've saved people over $17,000 this first quarter alone on just their insurance bills. And it's great whenever you can sit there and they look at you. And I get that that disbelief a lot. It's that too good to be true price.
Right.
But we're one of those companies, if you've already got the great policies, you've already taken care of that, and you show that responsibility, we want to reward you for that. We want to reward you for your hard work, for your college education, for having those policies in place for a long time. You deserve it. You busted your butt. You've done all these things. Let's look at it. Let's save you some money. You deserve as much as I can give you.
And
there you
go. And sit down, have a conversation, find what those things are.
Absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you, Jason?
So the best way is give me a call on my cell phone, 505-401-8862. You can also go to my my business page, which is libertymutual.com/Jason Ellis. Or I also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/JLSLM. You can leave me messages everywhere. I am doing radio shows, so I won't answer your phone. Just leave me a voicemail, and I'll help you out whenever I get done.
Hey, I know we got to go to break, but can we ring him right back with us?
We're going
to
be right back. Okay. Actually, I want to talk to both of you a little bit about some tips on what you do for local businesses here in the community. We're going to break now. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. This is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour. All right, we're back. We've had a great show today. This is the 1050 KTBL Go Local Boom Radio Hour that's listening to. I have Luis Hernandez.
Lulu. And that's only on Saturdays, just so you know. If I see you on the streets and you call me Lulu, there's no guarantee on what might happen. So that's only on Saturdays.
Party during the week. Oh, no. Business in the week, party on the weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Are you trying to bring the mullet back?
Hey, we'll hit that one second. Jason Ellis, who just commented on that. You're listening to Vince Trujillo, your host today. And I had the unfortunate coincidence that when you said that, someone posted my picture from my high school days, and it was a mullet. So
that's right. I saw that on Facebook, and it was Vince sporting a mullet, and I was like, I did a triple take, right? I looked once and twice, and then I looked real hard again on the third time. I was like, my goodness, that's Vince with the mullet.
It is. That was me, and I can't escape that. But I hid it from my timeline. We're gonna jump into social media, which is really interesting because I'd like to know how you get rid of those pictures. But
we're not gonna talk about getting rid of those pictures because everybody
in life how to promote.
There you go.
I hid it from my timeline, and I still got 30 or 40 comments and likes from it. I hid it within 1 or 2 minutes.
Really?
Of posting because I a friend of mine posted it from high school. I went on and saw, and he'd been posting a lot of people's yearbook photos. And I saw that, I hit it immediately, and I was like, nah, it's not going to be up there. Didn't matter. 30 or 40 people went out and liked it. So
you know what? That right there, Vince, will just kind of shed light on the power of social media. And let me tell you guys, you know, all you business owners out there, all you entrepreneurs out there, you know, make no mistake about it. Social media is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And if you're not using it for your business, you know, I'll just tell you, shame on you, because it is a very powerful tool. And guess what, folks? It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a dime other than a little bit of time and a little bit of hard work, right? And speaking of that, you know, that's one thing that we didn't get to talk to, you know, about Jason or talk with Jason about. Let me get my words straight here. But within Liberty Mutual, they've got a fantastic platform, you know, that they have set up for all the agents. And what this does is it's a tracking tool that they use to gauge what their social media reach is and how they're really utilizing social media to not only market their businesses, but to find clients that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to find. And I just got to say, you know, my hat's off to Jason Ellis because, folks, are you ready for this? The guy that's sitting right here in the studio with us, Vince, Mr. Jason Ellis, is ranked number 2 in the entire United States of agents.
For
Liberty Mutual. That means this guy is going to work using that social media there. So it was a challenge, right?
Oh, every day. Every day is a challenge with it. But it is, like you said, it's something we should all be looking into. It's something that's free. It is very easy. Schedule into your time frame. I schedule it every Tuesday morning. I go in. I can put posts out for an entire week. Start going ahead. I put 30 minutes into it a week, and the dividends on it are tenfold, 100-fold of what you actually put into it if you do it on a regular basis.
There you go. And, you know, again, it's work. It is work, you know, but hey, this is your life. Nobody's going to jump in and do it for you. You got to get out there and put in the work.
And, you know, no other time in history have the tools that are available. It may be it's very difficult in a lot of different markets to succeed as an entrepreneur or business owner, but no other time in history do we have the tools available to you. As we do now, you can go out as a business owner. You can reach out in social media, about 10, 15 different channels you can go to that on now. You have the internet. You have websites. You have a lot of things. Tell us how you did that and what you focused on to build that aspect.
You know, I kept it personal. I kept it, you know, a lot of the stories I put up, a lot of the things were something I had a personal connection to, something I could relate to that relates to my clients as well. A lot of the posts are also educational. You know, what we do is it's a stigma for insurance, but it shouldn't be. So let me educate you. I put up, you know, the different things that happen, what each of the coverages are, what are the costs associated with different things. And I got feedback from questions, people wanting to know, well, if this is the case, what about this? You know, and just interact with them on a social basis. And you can reach not only the person asking the question, but thousands and thousands of people, because they're going to share that post. They're going to share it with other people they know. And you know, it's something that Luis and I have worked with a lot of with the ABQ West as well, is what can we do to affect and touch more people?
Right. So Social media is a mixture. Yeah, it's a mixture of a lot of different things. Personal interest, some of your products or services.
Right, and how it all goes in together.
I got to say, you know, Jason is taking the bull by the horns when it comes to his involvement in the ABQS Chamber, and he's exactly right. We're working to make a huge impact, not only with our members, but here in our community by engaging and using social media. And so I'm going to make a bold statement here, Vince, okay? Very, very bold. I'm going out on a limb here, right? And I, in fact, I don't even know what I'm getting myself into, but I feel that there's a need, right? Not just here with the three of us in this room here, but also with entrepreneurs out there, business owners here in our community, you know, the small local guys that don't have these huge advertising budgets, right? Here's my bold statement. Call me. We can set up a personal time to visit. I will show you 5 ways to market, brand, and promote yourself on social media absolutely free. Now, I'm not saying,
deal to me.
I'm not saying that my time is free, even though it is, but I'm saying for you to employ some of these things that I've learned, some of the tools that we use, so that you can get out there and spend a little time and market your business for free. Very impactful way to do that.
You know what? I think we're going to double down on that. We're going to say not only can they contact you at this number,
505-688-4122,
but you're going to be able to go on to golocalboom.com. You're going to be able to also go on to our social media. You can find us at Go Local Boom on Facebook. So facebook.com/GoLocalBoom. And we're going to post those online so you can get a little bit more information on that. So these are so important. Go Local Boom is the Albuquerque's only locally owned and operated directory featuring only locally owned and operated businesses, I should say. You can go to golocalboom.com, find all of these businesses. It's a free resource, as we're talking about. So we don't have to list it on your top five, but it is. Go to golocalboom.com. I want to thank all of our guests today, Jason Ellis. We have Sofia Guido, and we also have our first guest, Jessica Lovato, Olivas. Luis Hernandez, my partner in crime today. Thank you all. You've been listening to Go Local Boom radio show on Kent 1050 KTBL, sponsored by Go Local Boom LLC. Great show. We'll see you all next week.